the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yes, let's go. What's popping? What's going on? It is Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. You are tuned in to Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, and I am your host. My volume was a little bit down there. My name is Mosh Gelton, and with me tonight, I have my esteemed co-host,
Beatbox Bob.
And with myself and Beatbox Bob, we've got that guy,
Ian Buck.
Buckshot. It's going to be a lit. See, I got it right that time. I was going to tell you. It's going to be a lit night. The Mosh Gelton Show pops off every 11 p.m. on Tuesday nights on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You guys can also check us out, man. Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., we are live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And if you're not near St. Pete and you want to listen on Tuesday nights, just go to RadioSt.Pete.com and check us out. We've got an interesting show for you guys tonight. I've got my topic list here. It's a very, very, what's the word for a bunch of different stuff?
Eclectic.
It's an eclectic smorgasbord of, I wasn't looking for either of those words, of things. And it's going to be great. Also, Kreb's not here tonight, so that's cool, right? Hey, nah, we're just joking. We're just joking, Kreb. Not really, though. And it's gonna be really fun, so I'm really excited. But Bob, Beatbox, Bob is back in the building. We haven't had you back on Sunshine in a month?
Yeah, about a month, I'd say.
It's been about a month. Welcome back to Beatbox Bob.
Don't be rude.
That's not the right buttons. Welcome back to Beatbox Bob.
Happy to be here.
It's good to see you, man. How have you been? Your ass has been working.
Yeah, like about 80 hours a week or so. I'm a little bit more than that, you know. Just busting, getting it done, dog, you know.
80 hours a week?
Yeah, dude. You know, when you got two jobs, you're working, you're just trying to get it done. You know, I was in a state of financial disrepair for a minute, and I had to get that back under wraps.
Okay, hold on, because my homie just came up with a new one, bro. Listen. What's up, girl? How you doing? I'm doing good, girl. I'm doing good. She's like, yeah, you making that money? Listen, homegirl, I'm in a financial state of disrepair right now. You said financially disrepair. What was it?
I was in a state of financial disrepair.
A state of financial disrepair. That's the best way to tell a chick I'm poor as hell. I'm in a state of financial disrepair. And so you've been working a lot and...
Yeah, you know how that is, man. You know, it's just a little bit of banquet work, a lot of prep. You know, you get there first thing in the morning, you know, yeah, go and prepare like 100, you know, pounds of food a day. You do like 6 or 7 cases of, you know, peppers and onions and stuff like that. And you just get it all cut up and ready and cooked. And then you serve the food on 2 days during that week, man. It's just busy.
Sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, bro. You know how it is. Banquet food.
That's what's up, man. Bob's been working. It's good to have you back in studio. Ian Buck.
Yeah.
You've been doing some co-hosting. You've been doing some other things. You've been dabbling here and there. How's your week been, brother?
Man, it's been chugging along. You know, nothing too eventful. Just got back into town after evacuating recently. So just getting back to the normal routine. I think just like everybody is. And, I really enjoyed that disaster relief that we did last week, helping a lot of people and getting out in the community. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah, that was really cool. We did a it was like people were asking, they're like, who's putting this on?
Yeah.
And it was just a group of a couple local people that were putting it on, and they were like, and I was like, the Mosh Gelton Show, we're putting it on. Nah, I didn't say that. But I was like, the Mosh Gelton Show was involved, and we gave out some meals, and it was really good, and it's fun. It makes you feel good. You know, you're helping the community.
Yeah.
So that is always fun.
That was the most eventful part of my week, but I love helping people and, you know, others that are in greater need than I, always willing to lend a hand.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Handing out them hot plates.
Ooh. He went there. Before he was going there, I had somewhere I was going, but you didn't do nothing. I should be able to remember. You just threw in something small. Something just happened within the past since we were hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was.
Do you remember what it was? Did I write it down?
I think you wrote it down on your notes, didn't you?
I didn't write it down on my notes.
Ooh.
We just had a conversation with the producer, right? Is that what the thing was?
No, it wasn't, man.
It wasn't related to that?
Bro, where are we?
We're
on the Mosh Jelton show.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Stole right. the words right out of my mouth.
We got trivia time that's going to come up, too, and Beatbox Bob hasn't been doing trivia time because he hasn't been here, so that's going to be a little scary for you, Ian Buck.
I know. I haven't won yet, but now my odds are even lower.
Well, check it out. I just want to get a first little topic. I was scrolling through first little topic. That's called professional radio. Hey, guys. All right. First little topic. That's money, bro.
You might, first little topic.
Might as well book me. Just book me is the best because I will. That was so stupid. I'm scrolling.
Right.
I look at reels.
Mm-hmm.
Every single reel I look at is not true. I go to TikTok. 85% of the videos on TikTok I see, from what I see anecdotally, I'm looking at them and I'm like, bro, I know these. This isn't true what you're saying. That dog in that picture of this TikTok is not even the same dog. You're not. The amount of, if people are looking at TikTok and reels and short clips for facts, I'm so astonished that so many people do. And it's so, bro, it's BS. Every reel I've ever seen is like a time thief, bro. It just steals my time. It means nothing. Sometimes it'll build up to something and then nothing happens. Sometimes it'll give me a huge historical dissertation that's totally not true. It'll take politicians' things that they say out of context. It'll put things that they say into a better light. I mean, those 20, 30 second clips, 10 second clips, that is, if you're getting your information from 20 and 10 second clips, you are a dumb person. And you're not bad for being dumb, but it's because you have to be dumb. If you're getting your information there, ergo, that makes you dumb. So do you even do TikTok?
No, I don't really do TikTok. I do have Facebook Reels, and so I mean, I guess it's like what, TikTok by proxy.
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm talking about.
Right, it's the same situation. I get those reels. I don't know, man. I don't really see a lot of like that on my reels. I mean, I do see it sometimes, right? I fall into this stuff. I like, it's called sludge, where it just like has a bunch of random stuff in the background, and then there's like a voice talking, and it's not even related to the thing he's talking about. That stuff's calming to me.
Sludge is what that's called, what I'm describing?
Nah, what you're describing is stuff that's like people giving you a narrative or something like that that's just baloney, you know?
Disinformation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fake news.
A lot of that stuff, I don't know. I think you can change your algorithm, you know, with what you like and stuff like that. Like the more stuff that like you can bring it towards you. But those people who just keep bringing that nonsense to them, and just keep making these examples of stuff that isn't even close to factual. I mean, come on, dude. You got to have potato chips, I guess, you know?
Bro, algorithms. I watch MMA. So there will be an MMA fight, and it'll literally say the wrong dude's name.
Seriously?
And I'm like, bro, that's not Anderson Silva. It doesn't even look like him because he's black. You put Anderson Silva? Why did you do that?
Oh,
like,
man.
It's like it's a time thief most of the time. There hasn't been one 30-second clip, even a 60-second clip.
Sure.
That has intrigued me. Furthermore, if like say I do watch a 30-second clip or a TikTok or a reel.
Yeah.
And they're telling me some information and it looks real.
Right.
Now I have to go look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many people are sitting there going, this seems legit, it looks legit, it is legit.
Right.
And so then I go look it up, and it's just never right. It's never right. They should ban that. I don't know about banning stuff, because I don't like banning stuff, bro.
No censorship, but come on, man. There's got to be like some sort of disclaimer or watermark or something like to specifically look for.
Do you think they should ban TikTok?
No, I don't know. It's from, if it's another government's if TikTok is being run by the Chinese in America, I think that's a problem. But I mean, the freedom to be dumb on TikTok should be okay. And again, there's some good ones on there where there's chicks dancing and then there's people dunking basketballs and skateboarding and things that you're like, all right, you're not really making that up.
I'm into, like, the horror stories and stuff where they have, like, a narrator and they just, like, read over, like, it's called a creepypasta. It's basically, like, a copy-paste from, like, 4chan back in the day or whatever, and it's just, like, a scary story. And then they have, like, the AI guy reading over the whole scary story, what happened.
I watched a video where a guy said, woke up in my office, and he was on a couch, and he pulls out his phone, and he goes to ChatGPT, and he says, ChatGPT, write me a minute-long horror story.
Yeah.
And then he uploaded, like, him gaming.
Yeah, it was like Minecraft.
Minecraft or something, while the AI read the horror story, and that's what he does for a living, bro.
Yeah, like 6,000 a week.
What?
I love that stuff, man. I don't know. I'm into it, dude.
That reminds me of something I recently heard where at art competitions, people were attempting to submit AI-generated art, and a couple actually got through. Later, their awards got revoked after the judges found out that it was AI that created the art instead of the person that submitted the piece.
How can they prove that?
Well,
there's certain things
I'm not entirely
Six fingers?
Hey, yo.
No, there's certain things to look for, man. You know, you can always figure it out. And, like, also I think that generally they want you to send, like, samples if you can replicate exactly the same stuff.
Dude, there's people – not this has nothing to do with this. People – when you said send samples, it made me think of all the people sending the government their DNA to find their quote-unquote ancestry. It's hilarious to me, bro.
Well, what I mean, what are you gonna, what is the government going to get out of that?
A lot.
Your DNA now – I don't know, man.
They already get everything else. What, you know?
I guess you're kind of right. Give up. Forget it.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just like, what, you know, what are they getting from the ancestry, from the DNA specifically?
Do you think these people could take your DNA and tell you where your ancestors are from?
Well,
I think that's even possible.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. With genetic mapping now, definitely. There's like all sorts of markers and stuff. Maybe the percentages are off, but they could definitely, you know, be able to look at the ratio.
It'd be hilarious if I sent a swab in and then they sent me back my stuff 6 weeks later and they're like, you're from Florida. Your father's name is Paul Melton. I'm like, bro, I knew all that. I mean, I don't know how... I mean, what does it even mean? Like, who cares who you're? I mean, I guess I kind of do care. I'm a Jewish person, so I kind of care about.
I like the concept of lineage. It kind of helps me, like, understand a little bit better about
that's racist,
my
bro.
Stuff.
Whoa. Know?
Lineage is all racist.
Lineage
it's
is
lineageist.
Racist.
It's lineageist.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something about if you like your own lineage, isn't it racist?
No.
Who said that?
I don't know. I don't want to. I'm dotting I's and crossing T's over here. You know what I'm saying?
Is that a quote from Mosh?
You would cross T's.
Oh, man. That is a very good alphabet joke.
Ba-dum-sh.
That was a very good alphabet joke.
Would cross T's?
Yeah, no, I got it. It was very,
good.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I was shocked at how well done it was and how legal that was.
It was right on the money.
It was right where we need to be.
Yeah.
I'm a Jew that crosses. I would cross T's.
Thank you.
That's horrible. Listen, guys. You guys are, you guys haven't been together in a while. I know you guys want to do this, so I got to ask you. Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
I think he's excited.
Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. It pops off the same way every show. What we do is we play a trivia game, and it's called According to a Song Lyric. And the way that this trivia game works is I'm going to ask you questions, and the answer is going to be embedded somewhere in the lyrics of a song. For instance, if I asked you, according to a song lyric, what does Stacy's mom got? And you said,
it going on.
That's correct. But if I asked you, according to a song lyric, what does Stacy's mom got? And you said,
a pile of cashews.
She does not have a pile of cashews. Stacy's mom actually indeed has it going on. Bob would get the point. Say got it if you got it. You guys understand? Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show. You are tuned in to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where we pop off every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. according to a song lyric. First question. According to a song lyric, what is a scrub also known as?
I got it.
Bob makes the call. All right, Bob. According to a song lyric, what is a scrub also known as?
It's a guy who can't get no love from me.
That's incorrect.
Ooh.
Right song.
Scrub, scrub.
What is a scrub also known as? It's the next line after you said, I think you just said that thinks he's fly. It's the next line.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. I guess it's the whole thing. It's the continuation, right?
What is a scrub also known as? She said it's also known as.
She actually says also yeah. known as?
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly, and he's also known as what?
Oh, I don't know that one.
What if I sing it? A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly.
Oh, different song in my head, bro. That's
and he's
fly.
Also known as a?
Oh, I know the lyric. Oh, that's the same song. Dang.
Do you know Scrubs by TLC?
Crud.
No.
Man.
I wouldn't be able to.
What is that?
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly, and he's also known as a guy known thinking about what he wants and just sits on his broadcast. Oh.
Oh, no.
What is he also known as?
No. I'll call it.
What's that?
I'll have to guess loser.
Very good guess. Very good guess. It's something that they would say back in that time, what a female would say. That dude is a, man, I ain't messing with that scrub. That dude's a.
He's not a loser.
They ain't got it. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly, and he's also known as a buster.
Buster.
So nobody gets the first question. That's all right. It's a little TLC love, little hip-hop action coming at that as.
Almost had it.
Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. We're going to the next question. According to a song lyric, what did Honey come in and do?
Oh, Honey came in.
This is a pop. It says pop. Reggae? Is that what that says? Honey came in. Okay, yeah. It's like pop. Jamaican pop. What did Honey come in and do?
Oh, dang.
It's a pop song with a Jamaican singer. It's a Shaggy song.
I'll right. call it.
Okay, well, okay, Buck. According to a song lyric, what did Honey come in and do?
Oh, I got it.
Looking so fine?
It's incorrect, Bob. What did Honey come in and do?
Caught me red-handed.
Where at?
Banging on the bathroom floor.
It's correct.
There you go, Buck.
That is Shaggy. And if you don't know that song, Buck, who's 21 years old, we got to make him listen to that because that's a good one. Banger, Shaggy's got some good. Bangers. Ghetto Superstars. Oh, no, that was ODB. Anyways, trivia time in the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Is that ODB or Shaggy? I love it.
According to a song lyric, what did video do?
Got it.
What did video do?
Killed the radio star.
Correct. Video did indeed kill the radio star. Bob gets his second point. Buck, you're not that far behind. It's only 2 points. You got this.
I can catch up.
Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Next question. Hip hop pop. What must you not know?
Must not know. I got it.
What must you not know, Bob?
You must not know about me.
That's correct.
You must
not know about me. Matter of fact, he'll be here
in a minute, baby.
Bob with the Beyonce ain't playing around. 3 points in a row. That's all right, Buck. This is a classic song, Buck. You may be able to get this. According to a song lyric, who makes my heart sing?
Got it.
I like how you gave me a second. Thank you.
I looked at Bob like, yeah, he's got to know this. All right, Bob, according to a song lyric, who makes my heart sing?
Wild Thing.
Yeah. Beatbox Bob versus, I think there's someone else playing. Buck is in there.
Hey,
I'm
here.
We're getting down. Trivia time, according to a song lyric. All right, Buck, this is yours in a bag. You got this. According to a song lyric, What is my body saying? Pop.
Oh, I got it.
What is my body saying?
But my body's telling me yes. My mind is telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Reverse that.
My mind is telling me yes, my body's telling me no.
I'll give him that.
I'm confused now.
My mind is telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
That's a banger, but what I was looking for is, if you wanna be with me, babe, what is my body? But my body's saying no. It's like the lead up to that chorus.
Oh, I don't remember that song.
She's like, I don't remember, but it's the lead up to the.
Oh, I'm a genie in a bottle. Yeah, I'm a genie in a bottle.
My body was saying no. Good job, Buck. You get the point.
Thank you. I got one.
You got the point.
We're rocking and rolling. You didn't even need any help. You had that was yours, bro. Here we go.
Yo.
Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show. According to a song lyric, hip hop, what are they trying to do? According to an early 2000s hip hop song, what are they trying to do?
Hip hop. They're trying to.
Hip hop slash rap.
Rap.
What are they trying to do? What are they trying to catch me do?
Oh, I got it.
What do you got?
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
That's correct.
Rolling.
Bob gets his fifth point. That is Chameleon Air's Riding Dirty. Very well done by Beatbox Bob. We're halfway through trivia time. We're rocking and rolling, strolling. According to a song lyric, hip hop, what are they trying to do? Oh, I just asked you that, so I guess we already know that one. All right, according to a song lyric, softer alt. Why do I got a lump in my throat?
I got a lump in my throat.
According to a song lyric, softer alt rock, why do I got a lump in my throat?
Dang, I know this one. I can't think of it. How's that go? I got a lump in my throat.
Lately, I'm making it down to the dark side. Taking away
oh, I don't got it, dude.
I got a lump in my throat, cuz...
Yeah, man, it's something like your eyes are so beautiful, but it's not that.
I'll call it.
You got it?
Because you're looking at me?
No.
Mm.
All right, the answer is, he says, Lately, coming down to the dark side, making his way to the dark side. I want to be my left hand man. I'll love you when you're singing that song. And I got a lump in my throat because you're going to sing the words wrong.
That's what it is.
Sing the words wrong. I had to figure out where the hell that came from. It's a banger song.
What a song.
It's a banger song. All right. The price of poker is going up for 2 points.
Cha-ching.
According to a song lyric, what will save the day?
Save the day.
This is a adult contemporary-ish.
Save the day.
What will save the day?
Something will save the day.
And it's All I Know.
Oh, like All I Know is blank will save the day?
Yeah.
All I Know is...
And I know it twice, too. It's All I Know twice.
All I know is... Blank will save the day.
Yeah.
All I know is blank will save the day.
All I know is blank will save the day. Oh. Challenge what your future holds. Oh my. Yeah. You gotta be smooth. You gotta be smart. You gotta be with. So what will save the day?
I'll call it.
Call it.
Love.
Love will save the day. All I know is love will save the day.
Nice.
Beatbox Bob snagging, tagging, and bagging like a dragon.
You gave that to me on a silver platter. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, Buck, you could still win. There's two questions left. And depending on who gets this answer right, that's what the points will be worth. It says 2 points. According to a song lyric... What do I wish I can do when you... You'll never get that, Buck. Listen. According to a song lyric, what must it have been?
What?
80s song. according to a song lyric. What must have it been?
Must have been. I got it.
What must have it been, Mrs. Bob?
What do you think?
Do you really want a shot at it?
I know.
Do you want a shot at it?
What must have it been, Bob?
It must have been something you said. Just died in your arms tonight. I'm getting that on my headstone.
Man,
it was only a one pointer though. See, right. It wasn't. All right. So, but you're still. It's a final question. But Buck, this final question's worth 5 points, so you could tie. I'll give you a tie here.
You should put that on your headstone. Just died in your arms tonight.
That's a good point.
Must have been something he said.
I should get stoned and. Well, that I can't say that joke. All right, final question. According to a song lyric, I look inside myself and see what? Classic rock. I look inside myself and see what?
Classic rock.
I'll call it.
Probably the most famous classic rock band of all time. What is it?
Rolling Stones.
That's correct.
I look inside of me and see a different side of me.
That's incorrect. Rolling Stones, according to a song lyric, I look inside myself and see what?
I want to say, if I can call it, it's not probably correct, but I look inside myself and all I see is black.
Close.
No colors anymore. I want it to turn black.
I look inside myself. What do I see inside myself that's black?
I'll call it.
Go ahead, Buck.
Darkness?
That's incorrect. He was close.
I look inside myself. My black heart. I see.
Reverse those.
My heart black.
Is.
My heart is black.
According to a song lyric, Bob.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, that's the actual lyric. I look inside myself and I see my heart is black.
That's correct.
That's what it is.
Very well done for smashing trivia time. All right, Beatbox Bob's the winner.
Song. I love that song.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. It's a banger, bro. It's such a super banger. Like I said, dude, I got my little list of toppies here, bro. So
list of toppies.
I don't know if you guys have seen all the stuff that Elon Musk has been busting out, but I'm gonna want to talk about that. So I just want you guys to know where we're from and just listen to what we're saying, and we'll talk about that in 4 minutes on the Mosh Shelton Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Shelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Shelton Show. Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
What's up? It's Mosh Shelton here. And I totally remember when I didn't like anybody on the radio. I thought everybody sucked. I thought I could do way better. And here I am, 6 months later, and I feel like I'm doing way better. You should tune in to the Mosh Shelton Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. to midnight to hear the best, the most bombastic, and really the stuff that people won't say because they're scared to get canceled, but we'll toe the line because the Mosh Shelton Show is a little bit crazy. So tune into the Mosh Shelton Show Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. on Sunshine 96.7 FM. That's what you do.
What up? It's Beatbox Bob, and I'm going to tell you the only thing that's sicker than me.
Bob, are you sick?
Oh, I'm sick as can be.
Your voice sounds horrible.
I'm going to tell you, I'm doing the liner anyway because that's how much I care.
Do the liner, bro. Go ahead.
The Mosh Shelton Show is the sickest show this side of the Mississippi, I promise you. Tune into the Mosh Shelton Show. It is sick.
Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Shelton Show airs on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, featuring late night talk radio, music critique, and your mother. Not near St. Pete? Listen in at RadioSt.Pete.com. The Mosh Jelton Show. Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
You like good radio, right, Bob?
I love good radio.
Should we put on good radio?
We should only put on good radio.
Let's only put on good radio.
Put on good radio now and forever.
Which show puts on only good radio?
The Mosh Jelton Show puts on only good radio.
The Mosh Jelton Show pops off every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And if you're not near St. Pete, all you got to do is go to RadioSt.Pete.com. So, Bob, are we great?
We're great.
Not only are we great,
we're the best.
And we're professionals.
Girls raised in the South, get your groove on. Leader is at home, baby, put your boots on. Big belt buckle with a Daisy Dukes song. I wanna see a two-step to my new song. Get you a still drink, just don't make it too strong. Tonight and late at night, you can leave a dude's home. Get the line going, just don't get the moves wrong. We two-step until we sweat and need to cool off.
What's popping? What's going on? What's shaking? It's the Mosh Jelton Show. We're getting down on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We've got myself, Mosh Jelton. We've got Beatbox Bob. We've got Ian Buck in the building. This year, Radio St. Pete, Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay 2024. They got second place, and that's amazing. So give it up for Radio St. Pete. Your boys, Mosh Jelton, Beatbox Bob, and Ian Buck, the rest of the Mosh Jelton Show. We've got DJ Eddie Valiant. We've got Jay Scress. We've got Brandon Krebs there sometimes. We've got Pete. Am I missing anybody?
I think that's everybody.
And hashtag Operation 1009. We got last year, we got first place in the best radio show. This year, we got second place next to Bubba the Love Sponge. That's all right. And I'm very proud that I was number two. I was the number two best radio personality in Tampa Bay.
Bro.
Next to Bubba the Love Sponge.
Talk about being in good company.
It was a good deal. So we're up there. We are definitely up there. And I just had somebody message me. I just looked down and seen a message. And we're obviously recording. And it seemed like someone said, guess not to me. Like they asked me to do something. And then I just looked down at the message like, guess not, because I didn't respond fast enough. Guess what? Now there's no future.
Right.
Because if you're that kind of guy, guess not. You're going to send little smirky things to me and be done. I'm busy, bro. We got stuff to do. I'm recording, bro. I will message you back. I should probably call the dude right now, but nah, because I don't know where that would go. But that's just corny, man. Don't do that, bro. Do not do that.
Straight Orville Redenbacher.
It kind of irked me up a little bit, man. Like, bro, I'm recording here, and you're acting like, bro, I don't even know you that well, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Bro.
Those snarky remarks.
Well, it's not like you owe them your time.
I'm saying. That's you what. Know? And then to do it like that, guess not, like a female. That's a like not I'm not all females. It just was a feminine quality because I love women. I love women. In fact, I love women so much, those are usually the only ones that I even hook up with. So I'm a very big fan of women. But I mean, dude, just relax, bro. I got your back.
Yeah, man. These people entitled to your time.
Yo, has anybody seen the new Elon Musk stuff coming out, bruh?
No, what?
So I'm sure everybody's heard about it, besides you guys. He debuted a bus.
Okay.
Okay.
And this bus was super high tech. It had no steering wheel.
Like a city type bus?
Yeah. Well, no, not a city bus. It was big enough inside to fit probably 12 people.
Okay.
But it was just a bus. It was a driverless bus.
Okay.
So essentially, you would go in there and like there would be seats and then the computer would just drive everybody where they want to go.
Whoa.
Right. So like an answer for public transportation.
No, it wasn't, though. It wasn't like a big bus for public transportation. This was like, hey, if you are a van owner, this is our van we have coming out.
Oh.
To where the two people in the front will be facing the back. And then the back faces and there's rows of seats. That was one of the badass things that he came out with. The other one was, I'm hearing they're coming out with a Tesla phone.
Oh, really?
And that's interesting. They got the robot. Have you seen any of this stuff?
I've seen a little bit of the robot. The phone and the Tesla bus, I've heard nothing about yet.
So
they've also been working on a semi-truck deal, a self-driving semi-truck as well, Tesla has.
I think those are out.
Right. I think that they're actually getting into commercial usage now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's lit. Tesla, I'm not a stock advisor. I eat crayons, bro, but I would buy Tesla, bro, I'm not even calling to action. I'm just saying this is nothing like that. I'm just saying that me personally, I have bought Tesla because I believe in the company, but do what you want, bro. I'm stupid. Don't listen to me about anything, bro, except for relationship advice. How to stand up to big bullies in the radio industry, how to not get bullied by punks in the radio industry, how to get high in the radio industry, not get high because I don't get high, allegedly. Do you think the fans think I get high?
I mean, you know, I assume everybody does in the industry in some form or fashion. We all have our vices, you know what I'm saying?
We're vice lords.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Let's see. Hopefully nobody curses in this video, but here's one of the robots talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I actually have everyone to take one step backwards? Thank you. I do need space.
That's the robot that's talking right now.
Oh, wow.
Really?
This is a full humanoid robot, hands, feet, standing in front of these people saying, can everyone take a step back?
He sounds like you.
So basically the robot, I haven't pulled the clip, but the robot was like showing, he was like, I could see four of you standing right in front of me. Like he was, dude, they were talking to this robot like he was a dude.
He had like normal speech pattern almost.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. It was like, the robot was like a bro.
Yeah.
He was like talking like, yeah, man, bro, I'm a robot and I'm cool, man.
That was like really impressive, just the sound.
Impressive. I think it's scary. What do you mean?
What's scary about it?
I'm sorry. Have you never seen the movie iRobots?
Yeah, but you noticed that it was Will Smith in that movie, and everything he did ended up taken anyway, so.
And, you know, not bringing up any past stuff, but I will. He slapped Chris Rock, I think.
Topical.
Yeah.
Very, very current.
You know what? So, I think it's going to come true.
I'm a little scared of that AI stuff, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Dude, at this point, it's like, it's clearly just a tool that we're going to use. It's nothing more than that. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
It's not going to break the bounds. It's not going to gain some sort of sentience and gain its, multi-singularity. It's not going to self-replicate. There's not going to be that whole T-1000 factory thing happening, dude. I think it's just a tool like everything else. Like, it's the new calculator.
I mean, it could be just a tool. It depends. Do we have benevolent people that are running the world, or do we have malevolent people that are running the world? Because if we have malevolent people that are running the world, then Robots will. Okay, so.
See, but that answers the thing in and of itself. Sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
But that answers the thing in and of itself, right? Because if it's like literally dependent on who the current ruling class of humans are, then that means AI itself is not going to run rampant. We're not going to have a problem with it. It's a tool.
Well, let's use firearms as an example.
Well, yeah.
Before that was invented.
But it's still a tool. The guns themselves don't shoot.
Go ahead,
Buck.
What were you saying?
Well, before guns were invented, it was a very inefficient form of warfare. After hundreds of years of innovation and development, it becomes the form of warfare. So how do we know a similar thing won't happen with AI?
I don't know the analogy, because what he's saying is the opponents of AI is saying that AI, once it starts to be able to, so if you have a robot that has the ability to know how to go find a battery life and could sustain itself, and then can teach itself things via the internet, and then learn more things, and then learn how to control. He's saying that he doesn't believe that's coming anytime soon. I don't know if that's coming soon, but like if you have a computer, just theoretically,
sure,
mm-hmm.
and it gets to the point where it can make another one of its own self.
Yeah.
Then it can go mine the stuff. Put it together. It could do everything. It seems to me like the logical end of AI is going to be the people in charge and the people that they let live, because they don't even – bro, these people – imagine this, Bob.
Okay.
And Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you were one of the top 200 most wealthy people in the world, and you knew, you had 100% knowledge from insiders that within the next 50 to 100 years, they will be able to upload your consciousness and you will be able to live forever through machinery. And you knew you were 100 years away, 50 years away. You're going to try to speed that process up.
Yes.
So these people might just be pushing this AI as fast as they can, because some sick people may want to stay alive forever and rule the world forever. And I don't have much faith in people in the government. So I think it can go that way. I don't know why you're so secure about it.
I mean, I guess where you're coming from, it seems reasonable, but that's not going to happen for a long, long time, dude. Like, even now, right, we have the ability of having self-replicating. There's nanobots, and they, like, self-replicate for medical application. But it's, like, it's not likely that that thing is going to be taken over by some malevolent AI program, right? There's no way that we're not going to be able to root that out of any programming before it even, you know, becomes a problem.
Yeah, but why do you believe that the people who have the money that can do this stuff, why do you think that they're going to care whether or not it affects the lower people of society?
Well, because, like, they still need to have someone to rule over. A king without a kingdom is just a guy.
But don't they only need people to rule over because of things that they need? I mean,
it's not about resources anymore. Once you get to a certain point, dude, it's not about resources.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. They want to rule humans, but my point would be, well, then there's 8 billion of us.
Right.
If they can make robots, I don't think they want to rule 8 billion.
No.
So why would they want any more than 500 million people on the planet?
That's right. Fair. That's a very fair, argument there. I just somehow don't find that to be beneficial long term for their own survival. I mean, once you've gotten to the point where you can plug your consciousness into something else and you're no longer like an organic matter anymore, then the matters of Earth really mean nothing anymore, right? So, I mean, I guess like once you get to that point, then yeah, just let AI run rampant and there it is. Humanity's done.
That's essentially like heaven. That's like heaven. If you're uploaded into a computer and you can't be physically hurt and stuff.
Yeah, that's the rapture. Like the actual rapture, like in human terms.
Religious people are probably going crazy. We can't talk about religion. I don't know if we could talk. Look, guys, we're on FM radio, and a lot of times you'll hear me start to talk about something, And then I don't talk about it. It's not because I'm scared to say stuff. It's because I really like Sunshine 96.7 FM. And I like the people that work at Sunshine. And I don't want to say something that might get them in trouble. They're a 501c3, so sometimes I say stuff. And then I'm like, well, I don't know if I could talk about it. With that being said, who are you guys voting for? No, I'm totally joking. I'm totally joking. We don't need to get that. And do you think AI will ever make its way? I mean, it's already in China. It's got to be in India.
Yeah, it is for sure in India.
Raj, I know we got Raja in the building. Raj, is there any AI things going on in there? Do you got any stories that of Indian AI that's doing anything weirder?
We have no need for the AI to replace our workforce, good sir. For we have over 1 billion Indians in our motherland, good sir. But I will tell you this, it is very good at the information and data collection, good sir. Because there is 1 billion Indians, my fellow brothers and my fellow sisters, there's so much data on the other hand.
But you're not scared at all that the AI may replace some of the citizens of your country.
There is too many of us, good sir. We will put up the greatest fight of any of the nations, even greater than the U.S., I dare you. If it comes to it, every brother and sister of my motherland will die.
Who do you think would win in a fight? You, the India, or Ukraine?
I tell you this, they are small. I cannot think of the English word, good sir. So I will think of it as small compared to our brothers and sisters in the motherland of India, good sir.
Yeah, but they got a lot of military support from the United States. You guys wouldn't be worried about that.
We have tigers that will chase you while you are driving on your moped while 40 kilometers per hour, good sir. It is no problem for our brothers and sisters.
All right, man. Well, be safe with the tigers, and I just wanted to check in with you.
Thanks, Raj.
Oh, man. It's couldn't hold that one in there a couple times. That's really funny.
What a hoot.
Yeah, he is a hoot. A lot of times I just think of Raj, and the first thing I can think of when I think of him is Come on down, it's cool. Come on down. Yo, that's the best song that's ever been sent to us in the history of this show. That's Rob McManus. It's called Come On Down. It's literally the great. It's got 93 views on YouTube. Go to YouTube and listen to Rob McManus. Don't go to YouTube. Don't do what I say. I'm not calling you to do anything. I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying that there is a chance that if you wanted to listen to it, it is on YouTube, but don't go do it. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
This isn't a call to action, but Rob McManus, that song is amazing.
It's definitely amazing.
It's an amazing song, and we play it every show.
It's cool.
And actually, another thing that just happened was Christopher Columbus, and I had to watch everybody freak out over that day. That happened last week?
What, National Indigenous Peoples Day?
Is there still a Christopher Columbus Day?
I think they wiped it out and put in National Indigenous People Day.
Okay.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I mean, look, all right, if it wasn't for Christopher Columbus, we wouldn't have tomatoes, right? We wouldn't have potatoes, you know, all over Europe, right? Ireland would have never had potatoes. The UK wouldn't have potatoes. We wouldn't have peppers. We wouldn't have spices. Stuff like that, man. But, like, yeah, I don't know, dude.
I watched somebody yesterday demolish all arguments of this. His name was Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And I watched him. He was talking to David Pakman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Phil was like, yo, listen, if there's a road down the street and it says 20 miles per hour and I'm going, or it says 30 miles per hour and I go 30 miles per hour, and then you guys change the law to have that road go 20 miles an hour. And then you're going to give me a retroactive ticket because I broke the law retroactively. He's like, you're going to measure me by yesterday's yardstick and not today's yardstick. So by that thesis, then anybody that driven on that road beforehand should get retroactively in trouble. Because in Columbus's time, bro, that's nobody celebrates like the bad parts of what he did. I don't even know if he had slaves. Maybe he had slaves or whatever. I'm sure everybody had slaves back then. That's really bad. It's horrible. And you should never have slaves. But like the dude like traveled all the way across the ocean when it was wild to do and you didn't even know what was there. That's kind of wild, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the Colombian spice exchange. That's why we have coffee, dude.
1492, and then in the beginning of the 1500s, we've got Jonestown. That's what starts America.
I'm saying, furthermore, okay, let me just get on one small tangent of this.
Sure.
Columbus introducing coffee to the United Kingdom. If it wasn't for that, then Sir Isaac Newton wouldn't have been a thing. There wouldn't have been universities and geniuses corroborating in the coffee shops and really making things happen. Albert Einstein wouldn't be a thing. We've attributed so much to so little, and it's all because of the, you know, Caribbean spice exchange and the Colombian spice routes and stuff like that. I feel like we don't give that guy enough credit. Yeah, okay, slave trade, I get it, it's terrible. And that was absolutely terrible. I'm not here to discount that.
Of course.
But if it wasn't for that progress that he made, we would all still be pretty much, you know, dead in the water.
I don't think taking away the name of Columbus Day is going to change the relevance of what happened. I just think more historical facts that have come out recently proving that people have went over to North America hundreds of years before Columbus did. And the main reason why he didn't find a lot of native indigenous people in the Americas is because disease ran rampant.
Yeah.
What do you mean he didn't find a lot of Native Americans?
I'm not saying there wasn't any Native Americans.
How many Native Americans do you think there was before Columbus?
There was stories, and I don't know who wrote these stories. Sorry for my ignorance. Nevertheless, thank you, Mosh. People sailed over to the Americas, noting that there were many towns, right, and across the streams and on the coastlines. And hundreds of years later, during when Columbus arrived into the Americas, he was saying, there's nobody here. And then he eventually found native people.
Okay, because the record says that in the act of America colonizing the United States, almost 100 million Native Americans were massacred.
And they were saying that there was millions more before then.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 100 million people. But it's like, bro. And then another thing I heard was he gave coffee, but the Indians gave tobacco in response.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they got them back, man. They got us back.
Oh, yeah. They gave us a multi-billion dollar cash crop over generations. They sure got us back.
Well, I hear cigarettes are bad for your health.
Yeah, so is coffee.
I smoke cigarettes and drink coffee.
Oh, look at you. You're a little
Surgeon General has something about that.
Bro, I used to do two-on-two battle raps with a guy named Surgeon General, man. Oh, as soon as you said his name, I just weep for the day to do another one. Were you around when those?
Yeah, I was around during
that. That's not a joke.
His real name was Surgeon General.
Yeah. Me and Sir, I can't play a second of it because we'd get him immediately kicked off of radio. But Surgeon General was a short guy from Miami, and it used to be big to do 2-on-2 battles. And me and him had won individual freestyle tournaments.
Okay.
And he was known for his freestyling, and so was I. So we would enter all the 2-on-2 freestyle tournaments, and we would win every one of them. And we beat Johnny Storm and Unorthodox Phrases in the finals, and they're unbeatable freestylers.
Yeah.
Me and Surgeon had this thing where it was called machine guns.
Okay.
We'd go in, and I'd be like, all right, well, let me know when you want to do the machine guns. And then he'd be like, all right, because no other 2-on-2. He'd be like, I'd be like, yo, I'll smack this kid. And then he machine gun. He's like, that is sick. After this. And we each come back and just freestyle one after another. And it's like bullets, bullets, bullets. And it's all off the top of your head. So it'd be like, I'd be like, yo, I'll smack his head. And he'll be like, this cat is dead. And I'd be like, why is his shirt black and red? And he'll be like, why is his name Master Fred? Yo, I slept on his sister's master bed and got some massive. And we would just, it'd just be nonstop and people would be losing their minds because it's a freestyle. I'm talking about his clothes.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
Coming up with it that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so funny. He was a black guy. I don't know if people usually mention that in stories, like, it was, you know, it was a white guy and a black guy together. I don't find that relevant.
It paints the picture for the eyes.
It does.
For the mind's eye. Plus, it also paints the picture of, like, context, like what's socially acceptable or not, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I bet you people would listen to me and not understand that all of my best friends are black. All of my close friends I've known for a long time. But, oh my, we don't do, I don't, not only do I not do politics like that, but I don't even, I've never had anybody be able to define what black means and what white means. And we're not going to do that here because we're on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete and we're here to have fun. But yeah, the definitions get a little lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about, how do you feel coming back in here, man?
I love it, dude. I missed it. I really love being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the studio feels like home to me. Being around you two gentlemen, dude, I'm proud as heck of you, Buck, for real, dude. You're doing great. Nah, being around you gentlemen, dude, is really like, it fills me up with joy every time I get a chance to, dude.
Oh, man, that's super nice, bro. We always are, we always want you in here, you know? We're always excited. When you take a layaway, it shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got cats like Kreb who, look, bro, Kreb, how many times I'm going to give you chances? I'm going to let you come in here and then you're going to act wild. So now I'm not saying, I'll just say whatever, bro. Kreb is wild. Came in here the other day, told me that he knew how to push my buttons. And I'm like, well, why would you even say that to me?
Why would you want to do that?
And yeah, and then he did, and then he did it again, and he's like, I'm sorry, man, you're right. I gotta stop pushing your buttons. And I'm like, bro, this is a professional radio show. Just because you're good and I know you doesn't mean this is gonna fly. So
yeah,
I might have to kick him out again. I'm gonna let him back soon, but I'm gonna be ready for the kick out.
Just be ready, pad your britches. Make sure that he knows what's up, though. You know what I mean? Like, he better know what's up.
Oh, I'm gonna give him one more time where I'm gonna tell him, you know, in no uncertain terms.
Right.
And if he comes in here and acts like this is some podcast floozy thing off the street, and he's happy and he's yelling and screaming and acts like he doesn't take this serious and start taking notes and relax and wait. I mean, even you called in, man.
Yeah, I did. I was still traveling back to Florida. I'm not sure if you caught the show.
I did. Yeah. Watched it on YouTube.
And great avenue to watch it on.
But he just got, I think, the clips. I don't think I put in your phone call on that.
Nevertheless, I did drive back down from North Carolina. On my way, I called into the show knowing that it airs every Monday and Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. So I thought, hey, Kreb's going to be there, Jay Scress, and Moshman himself. Let's see how they're doing. I told him, hey, man, just take a step down. Soon thereafter, it went ballistic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he could even hear that he was just interrupting me, not taking the show seriously. And I told him before, he told him, then I told him. Then we went to break, and I told him, this is your last chance. And then he's still treating it like I'm nobody.
Man, how could you not get it together, Kreb? Come on, dude.
He just bought microphones from me to start his own jam. He just got mic stands. He's ready to go. He's going to have the Brandon Krebser show. It's going to be lit. And then he wants to be an ass to me.
Come on, dude.
He's going to go from always in the building to never in the building if he keeps that up.
That is a big fact. Don't forget, Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., we are live on Radio St. Pete. Just go to RadioSt.Pete.com Monday night at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 p.m., and you will catch us live, and it's going to be lit. Also, every Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Shelton Show airs right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And don't forget to go to the social media accounts, preferably Facebook, and jump on Radio St. Pete. And make sure you're following everything they're doing. If you're in St. Pete, these are good people putting out good radio. And they've allowed me to get to the top of radio in terms of awards. I'm still, you know, there's a couple roadblocks of some P. Diddy's in this era that I got to get rid of. I'll handle those things. Don't worry. Shout out to all of them. Bob, it was great to have you back. Ian Buck, you kick ass. And we will see you guys very soon, Monday night, 8 p.m. I don't know, the Mosh Jelton Show.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Jelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.